Fall is officially here, and with it comes another season of Shakespeare on the Rocks. This year's season kicks off on October 28th and features Antony and Cleopatra, Much Ado About Nothing, and Richard III. All performances are at the Chamizal National Memorial Theatre and begin at 7 p.m. on Saturdays and 2:30 p.m. on Sundays. Here to tell us about this year's season are Daniel Rios and Katie Taylor. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us.
Katie, you are an artist.
Indeed, I am.
And is acting your passion?
I am passionate about all the arts. I think it's important as an artist to be well-rounded, to try as many art forms as possible. And so when I saw a Shakespearean play, I thought, this is my opportunity.
And you're in two of the three, right?
Yes.
So how did that process go for you? Did you know you wanted to do Shakespeare coupled with have you done Shakespeare before?
Well, initially, what drew me to them was when you want to learn some more about things, you go to workshops. I went to an acting workshop, which was actually done by Daniel Rios over here. Mm-hmm. And it was a combat workshop, and I absolutely fell in love with being able to play this archaic fighting style. It was very exciting to me. And then I saw a Shakespeare abridged play, and I thought to myself, I would be a fool if I didn't try.
You're like, I'm in.
Absolutely.
So, Daniel, you've been doing this for a while.
Yes, ma'am. I actually graduated from UTEP with a bachelor's in theater design and technology in 2010. I've been doing theater since high school, around 2008. So, you know, I've been involved with the groups here at the university, also in the community, the Playhouse, the Glass Box Theater, Kids and Company. And so, this is something that I'm very passionate about and I enjoy doing.
And so you've been an actor. When did you move into the director role?
As part of the curriculum on campus, yeah. They do have us take a few directing classes. And that's really what I found pushed me towards that role. I did help direct a couple shows at Kids and Company. This was, I would say, my first major standalone show that I'm doing.
No pressure, right?
Right, no, none at all. None at all. But, you know, it's something I feel very confident about. I like my cast. I like the environment that I'm working in, and it's going to be an amazing show.
How was it making the transition from actor to director, and where are you most comfortable?
Truthfully, I'm most comfortable in a directorial standpoint. Besides being an actor and a designer, I'm first and foremost a stage combat director. In other words, choreographing the fights that you see in shows.
Sounds like so much fun, by the way.
Oh,
and that there's
is.
A combat workshop is amazing.
And so I would say that because I've already been in that instructional area, that it's just kind of second nature at this point. I do prefer directing, but acting is loads of fun. It absolutely is.
And it probably helps you make you a better director, no? I mean, because you understand what it's like to...
Yeah, to know the craft and to know what it takes to be on stage and create those truthful moments really helps any director acquire the vocabulary and the knowledge and truthfully the je ne sais quoi to develop a good show.
So, Katie, you're in the opening show with Antony and Cleopatra. Will you tell us about your part?
I play Mardian. I am an attendant of Cleopatra's. It is more of a supporting role. I react to her. I feel her emotions. And as her attendant, I actually give one of the most jarring lines of the play, which I don't want to
say
spoil
it.
For
Do
you.
It. Come on.
Oh, gosh. You'll have to come and see it.
Oh, she was about to do it. Yeah, could you feel it?
Absolutely.
She was about to do it.
Tension was palpable. Yeah.
We were primed, but I respect you saving your performance for Shakespeare on the Rocks. You're also in Much Ado About Nothing. What part do you play in that show?
I am playing Watchmen 1 and 2, which will just become The Watchmen.
Oh,
which
yeah. Makes sense.
Very exciting for me because I get to witness conspiracy and stop it. I get to be the ham-fisted piece of justice in the play.
I love
which
it.
Which is very exciting because there is a bunch of love matters that are very morally questionable, in my opinion.
Well, you know, it sounds like, I mean, I know this is your first go at Shakespeare, but it sounds like you're going to do just fine. Are you feeling good about it?
As an artist, one thing that I have is a complex.
Right.
I feel excited, but simultaneously fearful. But I feel that fear drives me to do better. If I wasn't anxious about it, I wouldn't have care about it.
Well, and I think all artists find... And I don't know if it comfort's the right word, right? Because there's that uncomfortable space that you have to live in consistently in order for things to kind of work, right? Because I think the moment that you're like, I got this, well, maybe you don't got this, right? I mean, living in that uncomfortable space, I think, is the sweet spot, no?
Yeah, there's something that he doesn't work here anymore. Mm-hmm. But he was working as the head of directing in the theater department, Chuck Gordon. And he told me that you always want to respect the role, but never get comfortable with it.
Right.
Always understand there's a certain amount of vulnerability and danger, if you would, that existed on stage at all times. And you always have to be aware of that as an actor and as the role itself. That's really, I guess, the golden spot where you find the truth in the scene.
I think you're right. And I mean, Shakespeare, I mean, it's been happening for a very long time. So you're not necessarily trying to reinvent the wheel, or are you?
I would say no. I think audiences this day and age are smart enough mm-hmm. to make the correlation between the characters and what's being said and how the action of the play is progressing. I know there's been many attempts to modernize Shakespeare and try and make it appeal to audiences, but I think historically we are more informed now than we've ever been. I think that to dumb down Shakespeare and its language would be a terrible crime against the art and against the community in general.
And we've got three plays here, Antony and Cleopatra, Much Ado About Nothing, and Richard III. And I think I was telling you this before we started recording, but Richard III is the one that I'm least familiar with. And you broke it down really nice. Do you mind sharing that with the audience?
Not at all. Well, Richard III is a fantastic play. It's one of Shakespeare's histories, which traditionally I would say in community theater don't get performed a lot because they're so involved. And it revolves around, obviously, King Richard III. And he starts out the play by telling people exactly what he's going to do mm-hmm. and how he's going to do it, with his objective being gaining as much power as possible and leaving the biggest destruction behind his wake. And you get to see all of it happen precisely as he predicts it. And it's pretty thrilling. It's pretty cool. Very engaging. And I really hope audiences acclimate to it.
Why do you think they decided to do that Richard III during this season? Do you have any idea about that? Because you said, I mean, it's generally not done.
Right. Well, the thing about Shakespeare on the Rocks is that they recycle shows every so often.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these shows that we're doing this season, this would be the third time that the company has been doing it. So we won't be seeing those performed by Shakespeare on the Rocks again
in
for
a
very long time. Right. So I think it was, you know, it just came up on the chopping block. It was time to go. And so we're doing it, and I think we're gonna do fantastic.
Now tell us about Much Ado About Nothing.
Well, Much Ado About Nothing is a very quirky Shakespearean play, and it is about love and jealousy.
Very common themes within Shakespeare. I don't think those appear only in this one.
We have two characters who are absolutely have no desire to wed, have no desire to marry, and we have two characters who are gung-ho about it. And they all happen to be related to each other. And my favorite interactions, there are two, Claudio and Hero, are attempting to woo each other, but Claudio, being the shy person he is, has to come up with a convoluted plan in order to make this happen, to marry this woman instead of speaking to her. He sends his friends. They all wear masks. It's very charming. Whereas their relatives, Beatrice and Benedict, well, Benedict is with Claudio. And, of course, the boys go with the boys. The girls go with the girls.
Right.
They all plot to get Benedict and Beatrice to be together. And although they resist at first, they eventually succumb to their emotions through numerous love letters and possibly a fake death.
So complicating something that is simple.
Absolutely. Isn't that what love is?
I think so, right? So tell us about how the rundown's going to go. I mean, I know we have a series of weekends. If we could kind of lay out the weekends and the dates for people to make their plans. I know we opened the season with your show.
Yes, Antony and Cleopatra opens on Saturday, the 28th of October, and has its second showing on the 29th. The following weekend, being November 4th and 5th, that's going to be Much Ado About Nothing. And the weekend after that is going to be the 11th and 12th of November, and that's going to be with Richard III.
So before we go, I know these are the three plays that you will do, but do you have your favorite Shakespeare piece that you like to perform? I know you're new, Katie, but I mean, is there something that you would be looking forward to playing or a part within a Shakespearean play?
Hmm. I can't say so.
You still have some exploring to do.
I have so much exploring to do.
Now, what about you? You've been doing this for a while, Daniel.
Yeah, I would say my dream role would probably be Mercutio in Romeo and Juliet. He's such a fun and interesting role to play. He's a very dynamic character. He plays both sides of the conflict, much to his destruction, unfortunately. But it's a fun part, and it's one that I've never played before, but I love reading it. So hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, one day.
It'll be Mercutio is in your future. You put there it out in the universe, so
exactly.
Maybe it'll happen.
It's coming, baby. It's coming.
Yeah, just keep it out there. Well, I can't thank you all enough, and I hope you break a leg, right? That's the term?
Yes.
So break a leg. Shakespeare on the Rock kicks off on October 28th with Antony and Cleopatra, and then keeps going every weekend. It's followed by Much Ado About Nothing and then Richard III. Saturday shows are at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday shows are at 2:30 p.m. Today, my guests have been Daniel Rios and Katie Taylor. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a blast.
Thank you.